أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكم قصمنا من قرية كانت ظالمة وأنشأنا بعدها قوما آخرين فلما أحسوا بأسنا إذا هم منها يركضون لا تركضوا وارجعوا إلى ما أترفتم فيه ومساكنكم لعلكم تسألون قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين فما زالت تلك دعواهم حتى جعلناهم حصيدا خامدين صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 11 to ayah 15 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about a particular community, a dwelling, a group of people. Allah says, وَكَمْ قَسَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. Qasamna actually means, qasama means to crush. So how many villages did we crush? Kanat zalimatan. Now here Allah Ta'ala says that the village was oppressive. In other words, the people of the village were oppressive. They disbelieved in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They broke the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Which community exactly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about? In Ma'alimut Tanzil, it has been narrated that it was a village in the vicinity of Hadramaut. Hadramaut on the south of Yemen. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Nabi to this village. Some narrations have two Nabis had come, and these people had assassinated and killed these Anbiya, these Nabis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When they had done that, obviously they invited and they invoked the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. It was not that now after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would destroy them, there won't be anybody living in the land of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But Allah Ta'ala says, simply we create another nation after them, and that nation then begins to dwell in that land, and everything becomes normal. But coming back to these people, Allah says, فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَأْسَنَا. They killed the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and now they realized that the azab of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is going to befall them. So when they perceived ba'sana, our azab, idha hum minha yarqudun, then they began to flee from that area. They began to leave the area. What they thought is the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is confined only to the place. And man does not realize that wherever we go, if we had invited the wrath of Allah, that wrath of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is going to descend. So Allah Ta'ala said, La tarqudu, do not flee, warji'u ila ma utriftum fi, return to the opulence, the luxury that you had created for you in your own land, wa masakinikum, and return to your homes, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ, so that you may be asked, you may introspect, and you may be asked by the angels about what you have done. Do you realize how great a sin it is? On the one hand, your disbelief, that was one aspect. Then your zulm, your atrocities on others, that was the second aspect. And the greatest of all, you assassinated the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Now they realized that they had done wrong. So what they did was they began to say, destruction be upon us. Certainly we are the wrongdoers. فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, this continued to be the plea to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. حَتَّى جَعَلْنَاهُمْ حَسِيدًا خَامِدِينَ. But they did not make tawbah to Allah. They did not ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. They perceived the fact that they had done wrong, but that is where it all stopped, because now there was no way that they could go. They could not flee anywhere in the land. They could not live in their own dwelling, because the azab of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had come. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that all they said was, Inna kunna zalimeen, and they carried on saying that, They did not make tawbah to Allah. Hatta jalnahum hasida. Hasidan actually refers to when the land is cultivated and then that husk, that little bit that remains from the remains of the land, that is hasida. In other words, the cut off vegetation that now just lies around khamidin. Khamidun we did in Yasin also. It means to extinguish. They were an extinguished nation. In other words, a total lifeless nation. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. So yeah, Allah Rabbul Izzah shows us. One is the ni'mat of Allah. Allah has given us deen. Allah has given us nabi. Allah has given us dunya also. Allah ta'ala has given us the luxuries of the dunya. Very, very important. Turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in shukr. Turn to Allah Ta'ala in appreciation and never ever think that when we earn the wrath of Allah, there is no door of tawbah. Turn to Allah and seek tawbah from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.